The first question is, and this is out of curiosity, so please forgive me if you... So I was wondering, after you became a monk, how long it took you to have your first insight that was significant to you. And if you don't mind my asking, what was that insight? Like, you had an insight and was like, okay, I think I understand. You know, it's like a significant kind of an insight.
Okay. Well, you know, actually, you know, probably one of the things that led me to becoming a monk was before I became a monk, I started to, when I was interested in meditation, I'd read about Buddhism, I was interested in meditation, never really practiced, never really received any instruction, and then I almost accidentally stumbled into a monastery that they taught the Mahasi Sayadaw technique of meditation, and said I could do a retreat. I said, yeah, I'd like to do a retreat. And then it's a 1 month retreat of going, staying in a meditation cell for, you know, how 24 hours a day, and you sleep for 4 hours at night, and they bring you food twice a day. And that was my introduction to meditation. I didn't know any better. So, okay. So I did that. And my mind, I mean, I had some difficulties at first, but then my mind really became very peaceful and very clear, and that insight into not self, into non-self, just that sense of this body, this mind being phenomena, that was very clear, and the access to it, both insight and the peacefulness of the mind was accessed through letting go and relinquishment. That was very, very clear. So then, continuing to work away with those the rest of these 40-odd years.
Thank you.